star on my car and one on my chest. A gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Oh, my goodness. 906 KWHI. Yes, that means one thing. Another edition of Safety Talking Studio today. And man, we got a full house. We're having fun. Our radio show didn't even start it. We're having a good time today in studio. Safety Talk. Sergeant Jimmy Morgan, who is a brainchild of this mess we've got going on today.
It's a mess.
It is a mess. My studio is... hopefully y'all can clean up after you leave.
Hey, I got to hear myself talk. What are y'all doing over there?
But it's hard to do, Morgan, man. We haven't seen you in a long time. Where you been?
Well, I've been in training.
You've been
but
in
I don't
training.
Feel any smarter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, I may.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. They're going to test you today. You know that, right?
Well, sure. Ought to.
You know what they do. How they do it around here.
We're in good shape today. I've got plenty of help. Steve Woodard's here to my right. He's going to answer all the hard questions.
Good morning.
I got Bobby Brooks here from Texas A&M AgriLife. She's going to talk a little bit about drug driving.
Drugged
driving.
Okay.
So I know. There's a little... Some people think there's a difference between that and DWI, but there's a combination. Mm-hmm. And we're going to explain kind of how it all falls in play, especially this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are on vacation. And it is summer, so all the teachers are happy. I left this morning. My wife's sitting there looking at me. I mean, so I don't know what that means. But her and the dog was sitting there looking at me. So, told me to go to work or something like that. I forgot what she's. And from Country Boys here this morning, to have another gift certificate, Country Boys.
Ooh,
for
Country
a trivia
Boys.
Question.
Okay.
And I had one of jalapeno cheese kolache this morning.
Oh,
thanks,
man.
Sheriff, for that. He bought the coffee too.
Oh, you seen the sheriff this morning?
Yes, absolutely.
And good morning, Sheriff.
And he's doing quite well.
I believe that.
I have a great trivia question.
All right.
So we're loaded up for bear.
Okay, that's it. So questions today, if you got them, give us a call in studio, 979-836-9937, 836-9937. Also, that'll be the number to call for that trivia question later on. Or you can send us an email here in studio. I'll check those periodically. Mail, that's mail at kwhi.com. So there we go. All that's out the way. Let's get it going.
Well, just to start out before I get Bobby on there, I want to make sure she gets her information out because y'all can hear from me about any time. But
mm-hmm.
Just to catch where we're up, we're at, as far as TxDOT, we're posted 1,448 fatalities on the year. And so we're averaging pretty close to 262 fatalities a month and 8.7 a day. Again, we have not had a deathless day since November 7th, year 2000. And one of these contributing factors that we always looked at is driving under the influence.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to allow Bobby to talk a little bit about drug driving and especially when it comes to medication and stuff like that. So, Bobby, fire away and certainly... if there's any question during all this, we'll stop and answer the question.
That's right.
Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, based in College Station, and we have a program that is funded through TxDOT called Watch Your Back. And we teach alcohol and drug awareness across the whole state of Texas. So one of our newest campaigns is called Drive High, Get a DWI.
Oh, that's a good slogan.
So a lot of people don't realize that your DWIs are the loss of normal physical or mental faculties due to the introduction of alcohol or drugs.
Right.
And when we talk about drugs, we're talking about illegal, legal, non-medicinal, prescription meds, and over-the-counter meds.
Mm-hmm.
So that's anywhere from any age all the way up to our older adults.
Right.
And older adults don't realize that when they're taking their prescription medications that it has that little label on there that says do not operate heavy machinery. Mm-hmm. And that heavy machinery is going to be your vehicle.
Yeah. Right. Is it, a lot of folks think, you know, heavy machinery, a forklift or implement of husbandry. That's a good point.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a good point.
And, you know, we just had a big national case coming up here, you know, just a few weeks ago about this. I remember Tiger Woods, you know, saying that, you know, hey, you know, some, you know, we don't know all the specifics of it, but, you know, he wasn't drinking because, you know, they say he blew whatever, but, you know, so there you go. I mean, it happened to anybody.
That's exactly it. And we had a lot of questions about that. People at a recent health fair said, you know, how can that be? So it made us realize that the public is not educated as much as they probably need to be. Mm-hmm. So, and synthetic is another big problem. So your marijuana, your K2, your spice, your synthetics, people don't really know what they're getting into. So that's a, another big thing. And when the police officers have two sets of roadside impairment that they can test, they can do your standard field sobriety test, but then they also can call in a DRE, a drug recognition expert, that can perform a separate set of tests that will test for drugs. So people don't realize that those tests can happen roadside. So you don't have to have a BAC, a blood alcohol concentration. They can test for drugs as well.
Okay. I think we have a phone call here today. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk. You have a question. Hello? Hello?
Ken's got a tone.
All right. Well, hopefully maybe we've got... We've had some phone connection
problems
today.
A buddy of mine
today
passed away this past week.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Adam West, Batman. He's a buddy of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's
a crime fighter.
Close personal friend of yours?
Yeah, he's a crime fighter. I used to watch that guy all the time. I'm just saying that kind of hurt me.
Yeah.
Where's Robin at?
Did he leave you his cape?
Huh? No. I wanted his car.
Yeah, the
who
Batmobile.
Doesn't, who doesn't want the Batmobile?
Yeah. So, anyway, but, yeah, I'm sad for that. But
Bobby, I got a question for you real quick. So, when you when you go into these schools, well, how many schools do you visit a year, you think?
Oh.
I know that's a crazy question, but just approximate.
Probably 100 schools a year across the whole state of Texas.
Okay, so when you go into these schools, whether it's a college or a high school or whatever, what are you doing? Give me a picture. What are you setting up, and what can AgriLife offer the people?
Well, that's a great question. It is a totally free program because we're funded through TxDOT. And when we go into these schools, we can talk to about underage drinking, about zero tolerance, and for alcohol as well as drugs. A lot of these schools, these kids are telling us that they're choosing marijuana over alcohol. It's cheaper. It's easier to get. They never have a hangover. And they think they can legally drive. So they don't realize the consequences. The other thing, too, is that... they think that it's legal in a lot of states, and so it must be all natural, so it must be good for them. Yeah. So we talked to them about the dangers of marijuana, and even if it were legal in Texas, you still have to be 21.
Yeah. I think it's, what, 9 states?
8.
8?
Yes.
So what trends are you seeing as far as an AgriLife Extension individual? What are you seeing as far as signs? Are you seeing, I don't know, stickers on cars, etc. What are you seeing from? Because from a law enforcement standpoint, a lot of that stuff that you see, we don't see.
Yes. So, and when we go into schools, we look at the clothes that the kids are wearing. That's a good indicator. And
clothes.
And different brands of clothing have different drug references to them.
Yep.
So you might see this cute little bear that's got California on it, but this bear is holding a double styrofoam cup.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't realize that's a double cupping.
Jimmy's holding a styrofoam. Is that a...
Well, he's got a single cup there. Looks like some coffee, but...
You should have seen him this weekend.
Yeah. You know, what you guys do off the air is... So, this scissor up is a very popular thing. Purple drink, scissor up, lean, those kinds of things. And it's promethazine. And we've actually seen this in a school. During a lunch and learn, we'll go in and talk to the kids, and we have a DWI prevention simulator that we can give them goggles that simulate marijuana or alcohol, and then put them on a video game type of activity. Because these kids are all about, don't tell me, show me. They wanted us to show them. So, you know, we can put these goggles on them, show them. But, yeah, we were doing a lunch and learn in East Texas, and I saw some kids mixing some cough syrup and Sprite and a purple Jolly Rancher all together.
Oh, man.
So they're wearing some clothing that symbolized that. So
I went to one of the, you know, I said educate. One of the classes I've been to, that there was a guy that actually went and showed his presentation was about clothing and what the clothing actually meant. And normal people just looking at it just wouldn't think much about it. But he opened my eyes to what some of these, the clothing, the symbols and all that stuff that these kids wear and what it actually means. I had no idea.
So, Jimmy, a lot of that stuff, I guess, I have kids. We all have children. A lot of that stuff starts at home.
Right.
I would think.
Well, we find, you know, at Christmas time, a lot of kids were asking for palm tree socks. And then the parents are like, oh, it's on their Christmas list. We'll go out and get it. And then they later find out it's not palm trees, but it's marijuana.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And then some of our big stores like Dillard's and Macy's sell particular brands. LRG, Lifted Research Group, is a particular brand. As parents, we trust what we're buying clothes for our kids at Dillard's or Macy's. But actually, those jeans that they have hidden stash pockets in them.
Yeah.
So if you were doing a traffic stop and you asked them to empty their pockets, you wouldn't know that there'd be another pocket deep down below.
Right.
Towards their knees. So, you know, this Lifted Research brand, it has a tree on it, and then inside that tree, it's got a plus sign, which is actually the medical marijuana symbol.
Yeah.
So we're seeing this a lot in schools. So to the uneducated eye, it just looks like a brand of clothing. And then once you know the true meaning, and when we go into these schools, I'll say to these kids, hey, tell me about your shirt. And they'll say, oh, it's just a skateboard brand, or, oh, my parents bought it for me at Dillard's. But then their friends actually standing next to them, so I'm tell her what the real meaning is. So these kids know one-to-one. So we go in and educate not just the kids, but we educate the administration. And
that's awesome.
Different police departments around the state as well. So Truck Fit is another one. It's Lil Wayne's brand.
Yeah.
But if you spell it, it's TRUKFIT, the reason you kill for it.
Yeah.
So
there's a little stat. I'm a stat guy. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one in three drivers killed in crashes test positive for drugs.
One in three.
So, you know, this class that I never attended, one of the things they were talking about was the combination of alcohol and most of the combination would be marijuana, how it really kind of ramps you up when you combine the two as far as impairment-wise when you start combining them two. So that's where a lot of the when I say a lot of the kids, so we're talking somewhere around a group of 18 to 25 year olds that the main group that we're probably talking about here with these combination, and certainly they're young drivers, and some of them just getting out of high school and going into college, and obviously that's the group, you know, that's kind of where a lot of these stats are driven from. But again, not only that, but when I guess when we get to our older adults, then we start talking about our prescription drugs, far as taking medications and stuff like that, especially during fall and stuff where we have a lot of allergies or all that going on. So again, you have to read the labels on some of these prescriptions that you're taking.
Yeah.
And if you really don't know, don't take it. Wait till you get home that day or whatever it may be, or let somebody else drive. So that's what we're trying to make sure you don't make that mistake involved in an accident where you had no intent, and during the investigation, now you're now being looked at as somebody that was impaired that led to an accident.
Bob, if we want to reach you, how can we reach you?
The best way is to go to our website. It's Watch Your Back, WATCH, and then UR, like people would text, and BAC. So we didn't leave off the K, but that's for blood alcohol concentration. So watchyourback.tamu.edu. If you need more information, you can also call me at 979-862-8325. And if you would like to schedule a free program for your community event, your schools, or health fairs, anything like that, we're available to do that. We talk about recent trends in alcohol and drugs, and zero tolerance for under 21. Another big thing that we need to mention, too, is with school being out and kids appearing to be bored these days, they might get into their parents' medicine cabinets. And that's where most teenagers receive their prescription drugs, is by taking them from the medicine cabinets. So lock up your medicines. If you're no longer taking that medicine, dispose of it properly. There's usually a drug take back, and it's best to take that to the drug take back. Mm-hmm. Don't flush them down the toilet. Find out from your local police department where the best place is to dispose of those.
Right.
So another thing, too, is if young people were to choose to drink alcohol, there is such a thing called alcohol poisoning. And many don't realize about that alcohol poisoning. And there is a 911 lifeline law that says that if somebody's under 21 and they're someplace and they suspect their friends might have alcohol poisoning, the very first person to call for help, stay on the line, and is cooperative, cannot be charged with an MIP, minor in possession, or MIC, minor in consumption. So it's rewarding the first person for doing the right thing.
Right.
Okay. Going to stop you there real quick. We need to take a quick break here. Or come back. We'll continue with this. Again, if you have questions with anything that they're talking about today, you feel free to call in 979-836-9937 or check those emails again, mail, M-A-I-L at KWHR.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
The City of Brenham announces the Bluebell Aquatic Center's leisure pool is now open with regular daily hours. Admission is $5. Registration for swim lessons and water babies is going on now. Classes are filling up fast, so hurry to register today. Also, mark your calendars for these great activities coming up. On Sunday, June 18th, celebrate Dad's Day. Dad's getting free all day in honor of Father's Day. Aquatic Honor Roll Day is Thursday, June 29th. Bring in your end-of-year report card with A's and B's and get in free. Don't forget to book your birthday party at the pool this summer. A party hostess will be on-site to assist with scheduling your party. You bring the cake, and the Bluebell Aquatic Center will provide the refreshments and fun. To find out more about Bluebell Aquatic Center, call the City Recreation Line at 979-337-7250 Monday through Friday between 8 and 5, or visit their website at cityandbrenham.org. Enjoy all the fun at the Bluebell Aquatic Center Leisure Pool this summer, 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
Excuse me, sir. Do you work here?
Yes, ma'am. What can I help you with?
Some friends and I are heading down to the coast for a big beach party. I need some party supplies, if you get them adrift.
I think we here at Toppers can help you with that. Here's the new beach whiskey from country singer Jake Owen. Comes in Bonfire Cinnamon and Island Coconut.
Ooh, that sounds good. What else you got?
Jose Cuervo has its line of ready-to-drink margaritas. We got them in 10 different flavors.
Jose Cuervo, you are a friend.
And what about some rum?
We've got Captain Morgan Loco Nut and Bacardi Banana.
What's this cool-looking bottle here?
That is Bacardi's new ready-to-drink rum punch. It's made with Bacardi Silver Rum and three juices, pineapple, passion, and mango. No, I said mango, not tango.
OMG, this is going to be the best beach party ever. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Just remember, Toppers Liquor and Wine is your friendly neighborhood liquor store. Stop by and see us at 2129 South Market Street. Now, may I have this dance?
I'd be delighted.
Hit it.
Summer's a time for relaxing on the beach or traveling to new places. You shouldn't have to worry about insurance. Lucky you, Van Dyke Rankin offers the best in auto, home, health, and life insurance, even commercial products. Van Dyke Rankin wants to help make your life simpler, so enjoy your vacation. They've got you covered. Call Van Dyke Rankin at 979-836-5636 today to speak with one of our insurance experts.
I'm Trace Atkins. I enjoy working my own land, and ASCO understands what that takes. As your case dealer and a family business for over 50 years, ASCO is going to help you keep things going on your land. While you're working day in and day out, Case IH is creating equipment to fit your farm or ranch, helping you manage the day-to-day challenges. So stop by and take a look at the agronomically designed equipment from Case IH. See ASCO in Brenham on Highway 290 West and in Bryan at Highway 6 and Tabor Road.
Lauren Concrete, family owned since 1986, located in Brenham, LaGrange, Smithville, Caldwell, Prairie View, and Waller. Lauren Concrete delivers results via technology. They implement state-of-the-art technologies to ensure their customers' supreme attention to detail. Whether you're building a new home, business, or farm and ranch structures, start with a strong foundation. Start with Lauren Concrete. Just call 979-836-3664 to speak to a member of Team Lauren. Find out more about Lauren Concrete by visiting their website at laurenconcrete.com.
The annual Juneteenth African American Heritage Celebration will be held on Saturday, June 17th. Tune in to KWHI 1280 AM as we broadcast the parade again this year on Saturday morning, beginning at 10:30 from downtown Brenham. This broadcast is sponsored by Budweiser Mike Hopkins Distributing, Brenham National Bank, Allen Day Funeral Home, and Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative. Join friendly country KWHI on Saturday, June 17th for the Juneteenth Parade coming to you live from downtown Brenham.
Welcome back once again to another edition of Safety Talk here in studio. Craig Montana being joined by Sergeant Jimmy Morgan and his cohorts today. Questions 979-836-9937 in studio on the air, or those emails we're looking at, mail, M-A-I-L at KWHI.com. And Jimmy, as always, we do appreciate you coming in. We haven't seen you. It's been about a month since we've seen you last.
Yeah, I'm so glad to get that behind me.
But you're doing like so, kind of
look, I mean,
continuing education
Jimmy's
stuff.
Jimmy's in more classes than anybody I know.
Well, things change constantly for you guys out there. Does.
Well, I mean, you got to at least see what's out there to mm-hmm. see, you know, if you learn one or two things that you didn't know, I guess, whatever.
Yeah,
but
worth it.
Anyway, we've got me and Steve, as September rolls around, we've got some classes that we'll actually have to start teaching within our department. One of the things we went to, so after September, our schedule is going to get a little bit more crazier, but we'll work around it. I'm certainly not going to give this up yet.
We had a phone call real quick today. Good morning on Safety Talk today. You have a question? Hello? Well,
man, you got some good questions. Yeah. I can answer that one.
Well, you know, the phone's ringing. I'm not sure what's going on here. The phone's ringing, but we're losing them.
Yeah.
Keep trying.
Well, keep trying, please.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but I'm two for two. I've got them both right now. So anyway, so trivia question, again, sponsored again by Country Boys at 401 Highway 290 West Brenham. Again, nice place I don't know. Now, the sheriff was bragging about the lunch. I hadn't been around long enough for the lunch, but.
So did the shirt. Does that mean he's buying?
Well, he bought. So.
He bought you.
It tasted real good when he bought.
Yes.
So, $10 gift certificate. And the question is, you know, we talk about traffic laws and all that stuff that's going on. When was the first traffic law passed here in Texas? What year? And what was the law actually about?
Agree, Jimmy. All these hard questions, man.
No, it's called Google, okay? you not know I know how they do this?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Steve, we met a friend in Navasota, if you remember this. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Man, Craig. Go ahead, Jim.
The Thin Blue Blend by Independence Coffee Company. Mm-hmm. He sent me, I don't know about you, but he sent me some coffee samples,
and it's the Thin Blue. It's the law enforcement blend.
Well, that's I didn't look at it that way, but you could be right.
Huh.
But anyway, so I passed it on to our secretaries that will hope make some coffee someday. Anyway, it was a pleasure meeting them guys down there, and certainly thank you for visiting with us while we and Steve were in Navasota for First Responders Day.
That
was a good time that day. But, yeah, that's the question. What year was the first traffic law passed in Texas, and what was the law that was passed? That's pretty simple, isn't it?
Sure. Why not?
All right. So I had a question from it's amazing. I had another question from across over to East Texas to our buddy over there in East Texas.
Yeah.
On implements of husbandry.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Do you have to have a driver license to operate a implement of husbandry?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was no. Well, where can you find it at? That's use it. So if you go to 521 of the Transportation Code, .027,
right.
it talks about exemption. And somewhere around line 2,
right.
it talks about implement of husbandry.
Right.
So that's where you would find the exemption for that implement. You know, it's always the farmer in the coffee shop, especially in rural counties.
Right.
The father wants to talk about how early his son was driving that tractor.
So he can get him to work?
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't blame him.
Yeah, so anyway. But now, be smart about that. I mean, FM road out in the middle of nowhere versus where a lot of traffic,
sure.
I think an adult probably
don't,
needs.
Don't drive the implement on 290 or anything.
Yeah.
Don't take it to school, you're saying?
Yeah, Craig,
it's happening. It's happening.
I can tell you while I was in Lincoln, Nebraska this weekend.
Visiting. You do everything over there in Nebraska.
Absolutely.
Y'all's first car is a John Deere.
Yeah. We saw a Case International driving right down that road, and I said, you know you're in Nebraska when.
Oh, man. So, Craig. There was a lot of things going on since. Oh, we got another call?
I think we do.
Oh, okay.
I'll answer this one.
Good morning. Safety talk today.
Oh, the volume. That's what it is, Craig. Your volume's too low.
Hello?
Yeah, there
hey,
she
hello.
Is.
There we go.
Yeah, it's. Well, you explain it, Craig.
All right. We got good. Hello, good morning. What can we do for you today?
I'm calling about the trivia question. Is it time to answer?
Yeah, if you have an answer, go ahead.
Is it the speed limit going up?
No.
Isn't that?
No.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for the phone call. Thank you.
Give him the question again, Jimmy.
Huh?
Give them the question again.
Okay. What's the first traffic law passed in Texas, and what was it referenced to?
What was the first one, and what did it reference?
What
year
was it referenced to?
Right. What was it referenced to?
Yeah.
What year the first traffic law?
So we just got out of session. We're going to have another special session. So let's talk about some of the things that came up.
Big one.
Came up. And obviously...
it's going to catch a lot of people.
You're probably referring to texting?
Yeah.
Okay. So I haven't read it. Until it comes out in print where we can digest it and whatever. So let's put it this way. As of September 1st, if thing goes through, we'll have a texting law right here in the state. Now, we already have about 90 plus cities out there that have some kind of
but
ban.
It will supersede all those, right?
Well, hang on here.
Okay.
That's the part that I'm hesitant.
Okay.
Because it says texting, right? Well, College Station has a what?
Hands-free.
Hands-free. Amarillo has a?
Hands-free.
Hands-free. So okay. We'll see how that works because, but the best thing to do instead of worrying about it or what the rule is, that, or is it change if you go to that, just stay off the phone. Or pull off the side of the road and stop, then get on your phone. So that's the message that I want to drive today. It's just instead of worry about it or whatever, it comes time now because we've talked about the speeds. We've talked about how distracted driving has become one of the main contributing factors to a lot of our accidents. Speeds at 70 miles an hour, 102 feet per second. You know, we know that you're 23 more times likely to be involved in the accident if you're texting and driving. Your average text is 4.6 seconds. And, Bobby, if you do the math at 70 miles an hour, I think somewhere around 469 feet that you'll drive blind. And that's why some of them have related texting and driving to somebody at 0.08 that is actually six times more dangerous driving. So I'm not a statistician far as all that good stuff.
You're not?
Not.
How many football fields is that, Jimmy?
Well, in Cameron, it's a long one.
469
yards?
Go.
Well, you know, I got that one in, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
So anyway, a lot of they say a football field have, well, that's at 55, okay?
Right.
We're at 70, 75 miles an hour, and certainly 80 miles an hour out there on your tow roads. So you're going to travel a lot longer at that speed. So,
yep. All right, get another phone call here today. Good morning, Safety Talk.
Hi, is it traffic devices?
I'm sorry.
You saw the trivia question?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Traffic devices?
Uh-huh.
No.
Nope, not traffic devices.
Jimmy, you might have to give a clue because I'm Googling this and I'm not finding it.
It's not a clue. Nah, it's too early. We got plenty of time.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of time today.
Hey, we'll carry it over if we have to.
We can do that. You got another call here. Good morning. Safety Talk.
Yes, sir. I have a toolbox, aluminum toolbox.
Yes, sir.
You're looking for the country store. The country store ends at 9 o'clock.
Oh, it ends at 9. Okay, I thought
they
said it started at 9:10.
No.
He probably wants to hear those sad
cheats. Yeah, paycheck.
Starts at 8:10, ends at 9.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. No worries. I'll call back tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yep, this is the safety talk program right now, not country store. That ends. But
so let's talk a little bit about older adults, those prescription medications for older adults.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
Seasoned drivers.
So we're talking about Jimmy,
seasoned
right?
drivers.
So Jimmy, you need to listen up. We're saying here.
They really don't want to be called senior citizens.
Hey, it's
so we're going to call them older adults.
Older adults, yeah.
I like that. Hold on before we get into that. Get another phone call here today. Good morning. Safety talk.
Yes, I was calling to for the trivia question.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
I won't take a silly guess, but I think it could be that the horseless carriages had to yield to riders on horses, buggies, and wagons. They had the right of way.
No, sir.
No, that's not it. All right,
that's not it.
Yeah, that's not it. But that's a great guess.
That is, it really
right.
is. You should get it, man.
Right. Thank you, appreciate that.
Thank you.
Bye bye. That was good. I wouldn't have thought horses carriages.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, those things were around way long time ago, man.
That's true. And we are in Washington. I mean, this is the birthplace of Texas.
What
do you want to say, Bobby?
I was just going to say, you know, that was your first traffic in Texas. So why wouldn't it be?
Can I say early 1900s?
Early 1900s, turn of century.
All right.
It's right there. All
okay.
Right.
Now, not that we still have horses today, by the way.
Yeah, we do. We do. We get another phone call, too, as well. Good morning. Safety talk.
Good morning. Yes, I was calling in about the information. I was listening to the lady speak about what the kids are doing in school.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of good information that I'm glad that the school is out so the children can hear that. You know, they look at older people and say, well, that's old school, but if it wasn't for old school, there wouldn't be no new school.
Go ahead, brother.
And I got a question to ask. There's a light here on 1155 and 290.
Mm-hmm.
They just opened up a new store right at the bottom of the hill. Traffic comes through there 60 miles an hour. You get to the bottom of the hill, there's a car coming out from the store into the traffic. Is there any way that y'all can make it possible for TxDOT to put another sign up there, slowing the traffic down a little slower?
Yeah, we'll take a look at it. Matter of fact, I'll call once the show's over, before lunch, I'll give TxDOT a call. But here's the deal, and let's cover that real quick before you get off, and I'll let Bobby discuss about more what she talked about. You know, anytime a car or vehicle leaves out of a actual private drive without yielding the right-of-way, that's failed to your right-of-way private drive. So if an individual just drives out of a parking lot without yielding, they're in violation. And I'm going to tell you right now, we've lost police officers because individuals failed to yield the right-of-way. And as a matter of fact, I worked a fatality yesterday on an individual that failed to yield right-of-way in a private drive. The individual was driving a motorcycle, and he's driving down the road, and a youngster just comes out of the parking lot and T-bones him. So you have to yield the right-of-way before you leave that gas station, Walmart, et cetera. But we'll give TxDOT a call. That's easy. That's easy. We got you covered. Bobby, he gave you a compliment. They thanked you for the information, so that's good.
Well, it's great. It needs to start at home, too.
Yeah.
You know, parents need to talk with their kids.
That's true.
That's one thing that we do is we still do family dinners at our house. I have three teenagers, three in high school, well, one heading off to college this fall.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
But, thank you. So we have family dinners, and we talk about the things that are happening at school. What kinds of things are they seeing? Peer pressure that they're having from their friends with alcohol and drugs. And something else I've done with my kids is I set up a secret password. So if they are someplace and they're being offered drugs or alcohol or an uncomfortable situation and they don't want to be that narc or that tattletale, all they have to do is text me or call me that secret password and I'll go get them right away. I'll take the heat for them. So I'll knock on the door and say, you know what, we have a family emergency. I need Sally to come home with me right away.
God, that's a good idea.
Wow.
That's good.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I like that.
I'll have to remember that one.
Yeah,
I have to
too.
Say that my 16-year-old son's actually used it. So, you know, called me at 12:30 at night and no questions asked. But the next day I said, hey, what was going on? He just said, my gut feeling is just telling me something wasn't right.
Oh, good for him.
So,
yeah. That's wow.
So okay. We're using that with our college student too. You know, have a secret password with your roommate or your best friend or something, because you never know when you might need somebody to help
That's it. All right, we got another phone call here to get into this morning. Good morning. This is Safety Talk today.
Yes.
Yeah. What can we do for you?
I was calling that trivia question. Have you got that yet?
No, not yet. What you got for us?
Was it 1907, the 18-mile-an-hour speed limit?
Well, you got the year right.
Yep.
So we're halfway there.
Okay, well, I have to try again then.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
So we're halfway there. 1907.
Right. 1907, we got that. So everybody,
it's not speed.
Everybody's there, 50% chance now, figuring out what the rest of it is.
Look
you
it
know,
up again.
That... This 1907 was the 30th legislature that year.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I mean, look.
So do the math. What year are we in now?
Huh?
Where do you?
It's a long time ago.
you pull this stuff out of nowhere, Jimmy. You
I've got to come up with something here. Got to keep people. Hey, they're listening.
They're listening. They're wanting to win this today. We're getting on the phone call.
Oh, okay.
We're going to keep going until somebody wins this.
That's one thing about trivia questions. You never get the other stuff out.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning. Yeah, I'd like to answer the trivia question.
Go ahead.
I'd like to answer the trivia question.
Go ahead.
Okay, it was in 1907. They passed it a speed limit of 18 miles per hour, requiring all autos to stop when meeting horse-drawn vehicles. Hmm. And each vehicle had to be registered in the owner's home county.
Okay. Yes. So he touched the end of it. His last.
He finally got it.
Yeah. Fast. So apparently everybody didn't keep reading, but it had to do with registration of the vehicle in 1907. So, yes, he is the winner for the chicken dinner.
Well, there you go. Or country boy dinner. There you go. We got it. All right. Congratulations, sir. You're the winner. Hang on the line, and I will get information from you here, and they will continue the show while I step away for us. So hold on with us, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
So one of the things that was being talked about prior to the session being over with, I was being asked about inspections. And so that was... Looks like it was looked at, but far as what's came out of the session, we'll still be doing motor vehicle inspections on our vehicles and prior to registration. And there's a chart. If you go to the one-step program, one-sticker program, there's a calendar that's posted on that. And I had a copy of it somewhere where I did with I have no idea. But, here it is. Excuse me. And if you go to this calendar, it'll basically show your sticker and what month that allows you to go get your car inspected.
Yeah.
For example, I had a friend of mine that found out he had to go get his vehicle re-inspected. He didn't understand. He had got his inspection one day too early. So it's 60 days at the first of the month and 90 days at the end of the month that you're showing on your window. Take in mind, some months have 31 days, and some months like February had 28 days. So, so you would at least have to wait for at least past the first week of a month before within 2 months to make sure you're in the clear. So, don't make his mistake and get it one day too early. But if you want to go on the two-step, one-sticker program, certainly that calendar is posted there and you can look at that. And if you have, a registration sticker, and it'll tell you when you can go get that vehicle inspected prior to registration. Or you can do what I do, use about the week of, I'm going to do both at the same time.
And I'll do the same thing. Yeah.
So, I mean, get your money, get your money's worth, okay?
Right.
So, again, on trailers and stuff like that, if you have a trailer, RV, boat, all that good stuff, you probably already have a notice by now. If you've owned one of these things, if not, maybe you just purchased one, for one reason or another, you don't have an inspection on that trailer. 4,500 pounds or more, then you're going to have some type of inspection on that trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people thought it was a new law. It's been a law in existence for a good time, but apparently it was somehow being overlooked by law enforcement. and in people that had these type of vehicles. So I didn't think we realized just how many of these type of trailers were actually out there that had were required to be inspected and they were not. So anyway, I just wanted to point that out. And there was a question that came up, are we still going to have two registrations?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know there's people out there on their, depending what kind of car you're driving, you just don't really think that front license plate looks very pretty on the vehicle. Some I see license plates put everywhere. I've seen them not put anywhere. I've seen them put in the front windshield and all that. So just remind yourself, there's a court case out of Amarillo that came along that – during the conclusion of that case, the ruling was that the license plate is was designed to be put on the front bumper. So that's conclusion of that, and that's where it needs to go. Make sure it's not obstructed. When you put a license plate on the inside of your dash or whatever, windshield wiper may be obstructing it, or you may be a violation of actually the window tint law because you have now placed an object lower than ASA line. So remind yourself that is not a good placement for your license plate, and make sure you do put that on the front bumper where it can be totally seen, especially this day and time when you have tow roads and all that good stuff. But I just want to touch up on them two items right there.
All right. We need to take another quick break here.
Okay.
We'll come back, kind of wrap things up in a few more minutes, and come back. More safety talk today. Again, questions, 979-836-9937, or check those emails here, mail, M-A-I-L, at KWHI.com. We'll be back right after this.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of, or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Good old summertime. A great time to go camping. Plan a camp at Waldo's Camp on the beautiful Colorado River. It's always river time at Waldo's, just outside of Columbus on FM 109 on G. Miller Road. This private RV campground is just what you're looking for. 2 acres of fenced and gated campgrounds with beautiful views and RV hookups, plus a couple of cabins, all on the river. You can use the river for kayaking, canoeing, tubing, fishing, and swimming, or just for hanging out. And at the end of the day, enjoy the beautiful sunset. Check it out all online at waldoscamp.com. Looking for a place to go RV camping with your buddies or extended family? Get your group together for a new experience at Waldo's Camp and let your troubles drift away down the Colorado River. Reserve your RV hookup now, especially for the 4th of July, because camping sites fill up fast. Just call 936-661-8766 or email waldoscamp@gmail.com to reserve your RV campsite on the beautiful Colorado River near Columbus. For more information, visit them online at waldoscamp.com. And remember, it's always river time at Waldo's.
The Brenham Saddle Shop has a complete line of Western wear for men, women, and children. Come in to see all the boots, hats, jeans, shirts, belts, and buckles with sizes to fit and styles to please. They also carry caps, cologne, knives, knife sheaths, and many more items. The Brenham Saddle Shop, Highway 290 East Frontage Road in Brenham. Family owned and operated for 57 years. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 5:30. Stop in today. Layaway available. Se habla Español.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill has one-of-a-kind dining experience. Their amazing cuisine crosses all North American borders. Enjoy your favorite authentic Mexican and Tex-Mex dishes, grilled steaks or Texas-sized burgers, sandwiches, or your favorite pasta dish with shrimp or chicken. Lunch is served from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. with complimentary chili con queso. Their full menu is online at loscabosbrenham.com. Los Cabos should be your new destination for the most delicious food in the Brazos Valley. Open at 11 a.m. 7 days a week in Brenham on Highway 36, across from Walmart.
Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933 and has been serving our friends and neighbors in the Brazos Valley generation after generation. We want to salute the Washington County Juneteenth celebration and all the association members that make the event such a success. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we.
Who's the moose we know? Barney Moose.
Whatever happened to the good old days? Trips with the family to the Grand Canyon. Stops along the way to see the world's largest ball of twine. All the while playing classic road trip games like license plate bingo and slug bug as Dad threatens to turn this car around.
Hey, you kids, be nice, or so help me, I will turn this car around. Ow! Stop. That's it!
At KWHI 1280, we're bringing the good times back as we make summer great again. When you hear the cue, be caller 6 at 836-9937. That's 836-9937 for your chance to win great prizes like tickets to Schlitterbahn in Galveston, the Houston Zoo, or a two-night stay at Casa del Mar in Galveston, courtesy of KWHI 1280. Sponsored by American Overhead Door, Herman Furniture, Bustles and Bow Ties, Horseshoe Junction, Topper's Liquor and Wine, and Washington County Tractor in Brenham. Friendly Country KWHI 1280 is making summer great again.
Once again, welcome back. Another edition of Safety Talk here on KWHI. We're in studio with Sergeant Jimmy Morgan and all his friends as we're getting a lot of information. Man, we've learned a lot of stuff today, and Jimmy, appreciate you coming in and bringing these guys in.
I want to read something here, and maybe Steve can help me out here. This is a woman named Bobby Brooks who crashed into a deer in Idaho, claims she hit an animal because she was distracted by Bigfoot. Huh, Bobby?
I have to confess, I've not been to Idaho. I may have been to Nebraska, but not been to Idaho.
Okay, I know you travel around, so I just wanted to see if that was the same Bobby Brooks.
She does travel.
Those big feet, man.
So they're actually posting up signs now, and it's costing Textile a little bit of extra money.
For big feet?
Bigfoot crossing signs. So I'm just saying, hey, look. I know y'all don't ever believe me, so I got to show y'all. I mean, it's right there. So anyway, it's I'm just throwing that out there. So
my daughter loves Bigfoot.
Yeah.
They need to find Bigfoot and the dog that keeps causing all these accidents.
Because
that
black dog is something.
Yeah,
he's
quick,
nationwide.
Quick. I mean, he's in one state to another, like over a day. I mean, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, this is a subject that you try to keep up with, and I do too, because we're talking about our infants, that every year, especially this time of year, one of the things we want to talk about is vehicle heat strokes.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll get Bobby to come in on this and help us out. This is a problem, and we were talking about over break how some of the contributing factors or the causes for an individual to leave their youngster in the vehicle could be new parent, you know, change of caregiver, et cetera. I mean, what are the ages, Jimmy, generally?
Usually age of one or less is over 50% of the infants that we're talking about.
So we're telling folks, look, you know, if you're a parent and, you know, you're a new parent, you can actually tell the daycare, inform you if your child isn't dropped off, or maybe put a baby bag on the front seat. Bobby talked about connecting the baby bag to the actual child's safety seat.
Put your purse back there with your baby. You're not going to walk into a store without your money. And buckle it in, though. Don't have it just free flying back there, because projectiles are pretty dangerous. If there were actually a crash, you wouldn't want that purse to hit the baby in the head or the face. So go ahead and put something that's, you know, what about your cell phone? Your cell phone would be a perfect thing.
Yeah.
Because then you're taking away the distracted driving, and you know you're not going to go far without that phone. So.
And also educate.
Outside the box thinking right there.
Also educate your caregivers. You know, if you're dropping the kiddo off to mother-in-law, mom, et cetera, I mean, it could happen. So it's a routine thing. I'll tell you right now, guys, one of the worst things that a trooper has to do in the day-to-day life is a death notification. I'll tell you right now, and Jimmy agrees with me, if you were to tell me and Jimmy, we need you to go over there and arrest those two burly biker guys, nothing against burly biker guys, or do a death notification, we'll choose the arrest. It's the hardest thing we have to do, so please help us out on that.
So already in across the U.S., we've already had 12. Five here in Texas.
Right, here in Texas. Mm.
We're already responsible for almost half of these deaths that we're talking about. And the main thing about this is it doesn't have to be 90 to 100 degrees for this thing.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
yeah.
So this started a long time ago. But remind yourself that there is some laws that are on the book
right. That
talks about this. And basically, if you leave a vehicle unattended with a child less than the age of 7 years of age for more than 5 minutes with somebody not in the car 14 years of, and 14 is awful young, by the way. I don't know where that comes. But then you're in violation of law.
Correct.
So that's just the law part, not counting if something like this happens. Because I can tell you on some of these cases that they're looking at, and we're talking about child abandonment. We may be talking about criminal negligence, homicide, whatever.
Right.
Depending on the situation, when it gets investigated, law enforcement will look at and see exactly what happened. So my new truck that I have, I was talking to Steve, it has a alert. You know, a lot of these vehicles that I've talked to you, I know I've stumped you on that V2V technology that's coming out.
Don't even go there.
I mean,
please.
This thing,
no,
does
seriously, don't
this
go
truck
there.
Does everything but hand me my coffee, okay? But it's getting close, okay?
It's
getting close.
You're working on it.
It's got the Danish that come with it and all that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I may not even have to stop at Country Boys when I get through with this truck. But anyway, it notifies me when I turn the truck off, check back seat.
Isn't that something?
So whether you have something back there or not, it draws your attention, and that may be just enough. Hey, today I do have something back there.
Well,
whatever.
Here's another thing, Craig. How many times we, growing up on the farm, et cetera, at the house, we played in daddy's truck or mama's car, and we're acting like we're even unattended vehicles. If you have a vehicle on the farm, et cetera, don't lock it up. Don't do it.
Because they get in there and they lock it up, and all of a sudden they're stuck, and nobody knows.
Hey, they get sleepy. Yeah. They want to take a nap. The other thing is airbags are extremely dangerous. They can go off without notice, so.
Yeah, it's important to us. That's what we're talking about. Well, Jim, we're almost done. Isn't it something?
I knew this was going to happen.
Fastest hour on radio.
Yeah, I knew this was going to happen.
You got your full hour today, too.
Yeah. You know, I've got a son that's actually going to be going to work around here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good news for our family.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. That just means Jimmy will be around more, too.
Yeah, no, that's my boy, Lee Tyler. That's my boy.
Huh?
Hey. He's a good kid.
Well, he's fixing to go to Belleville, so.
There you go.
He'll be close then.
That'll be all right.
Yeah, so.
Anyway, we don't mind.
I don't know if they listen to that in Belleville, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got them covered down there. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay.
And if they don't, they will pretty soon.
That's it.
Well, when we come back next, I've got you on schedule. I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'll tell you that up front. And certainly thanks for having us on. Thanks for Bobby being with
us. Thank you, Bobby.
Again.
Thanks
for coming up from Houston.
Yes, sir.
So I know you take care of all them Houstonites down there, even though y'all are under budget. I understand that.
You know how it is.
But, Craig, thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys. And, of course, as always, if you want to get a hold of you guys, they can do that by...
You can email me or email you, jimmy.morgan@dps.texas.gov or 979-776-3147.
Bobby, what's your contact again?
979-862-8325.
Wonderful.
All right, there we go. And, of course, if you do have questions for them, the easiest thing is send it to me, mail, kwhi.com. I'll forward off to you, to them, and then they'll take from there and get contact with you and get everything done. So, folks, I mean... Thanks for coming in. It's always
Absolutely.
A blast.
Thanks, Craig.
It's informative to have you guys in here doing this. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right, another edition of Safety Talk in the books here on KWHI. We'll be back 2 more weeks on a Thursday. More questions from the DPS, those backways, roadways, highways, skyways, byways, here on KWHI in Brenham.
I'm the Highway Patrol. Highway Patrol. Pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm just doing my job.